Illinois' billionaire governor-elect J.B. Pritzker is now the richest politician in America. That's led critics to question how much the Democrats' personal wealth may have influenced his election win. Sam Dunklaw spoke with Kent Redfield, a campaign finance expert from the U of I Springfield, to talk about the role money plays in state politics and if the most expensive governor's race in Illinois history raises the bar in competing for the state's top office.
Does this speak to how important money is in politics? I mean, we hear sort of politicians on both sides of the aisle kind of knock this idea, well, there needs to be campaign finance reform. But clearly, money is very important.
Yeah. Money, in a very general sense, money is a threshold question. You need a certain amount of money to be visible. People have to know that you exist and that you're running. You need a certain amount of money to be viable, particularly if you don't have kind of star power, name recognition. If the political winds or the issues are on your side, or if you're a really outstanding candidate in terms of the way you come across to the public, money helps you get that out there. But most of the time in the legislative offices, but particularly statewide elections, you're in a dynamic where the candidates and the campaigns do matter. There's so much uncertainty in politics as far as what's actually going to work or doesn't work. But a lot of this money is clearly overkill and wasted.
Was Rauner and some of his Republican allies up in the suburbs, I mean, I was looking at some of these legislative races, like Peter Breen got knocked out pretty significantly, the floor leader in the House. What was the deal? Were they just simply fatalist candidates? Were they victims of the national headwind, or was it really a money question?
Well, the unsatisfying answer is all of the above. Certainly, when you do the postmortem on Rauner versus Pritzker, then Rauner was a terribly flawed candidate going to this election because of his lack of accomplishments, because of that he didn't wear well with the public, because of the budget impasse. Then Rauner gave all the money that Rauner put into his campaign. He put in before the 1st of January of 2017. He put in $50 million right at the end of 2016. And I think there probably became a point in this campaign where he said, with the money that I'm able to spend, that I've got, if I can't beat him on the issues that I have with the money I've got, and another $25 million is not going to make any difference. But when you get down to the legislative level, certainly you had well-funded candidates and a lot of really good recruiting of candidates in the suburbs. Those are areas that have been changing over the last two decades. And it was their first opportunity to to register dissatisfaction at the polls with what was going on. And so anybody that was running as a Republican became was vulnerable in terms of that area.
Now that Pritzker is heading off to the governor's mansion, he says, and he said this multiple times throughout the campaign, that he's for campaign finance reform. So when Pritzker says things like that, I'm for campaign finance reform, while at the same time spending some $170+ million on his own gubernatorial campaign, can he be serious about something
well,
like that?
Well, yeah. I mean, constitutionally, you can't keep him from spending his own money. The court has been very adamant for a long period of time that money is speech. Spending money on campaign is protected speech. I think probably the things that would help would be more transparency, so people knew where the money was coming from. That would require more teeth in the State Board of Elections, but particularly at the federal level with the IRS and the Federal Elections Commission, to get at the dark money and the phony non-for-profits that are really just political action committees, so that the public knows where the money's coming from, who are you taking money from, what are the conflicts of interest that creates. But there really isn't any solution at this point to allow us to constitutionally take this kind of big money out of politics.
That's Sam Dunklaw speaking with the U of I Springfield's Kent Redfield.